At a brief news conference at the U.S. Embassy, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said her meetings on Wednesday and a dinner with Iraq's newly designated prime minister and other senior leaders that evening convinced her they will work to establish a competent, diverse government and will try to move quickly to tackle the country's many problems.
These Iraqi leaders recognize the challenges before them, recognize that the Iraqi people expect their government to be able to meet those challenges. It is obviously going to take some time to do this work, and we found a government or government representatives who are focused, who are inspiring in listening to them, and I think who understand very much the work before them. Our message here was that the United States wants to be a supportive partner in that work, that we are prepared to do whatever we can to help the Iraqi government meet the challenges before it.
Standing with her, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said the new leader's first job is to form their government, which they must do within a month, and to work to finish the job of building the new Iraqi security forces.
The impression that the people of this country will have of the government will be the impression that Secretary Rice and I garnered from our meetings with them, that they're serious people, they recognize the difficulties of the tasks they're facing, and they intend to get about the task of governing this country in a responsible way.
As the two senior U.S. officials spoke, marking the end of their unprecedented joint visit, officials of Iraq's Interior Ministry reported that gunmen killed a sister of Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi Thursday morning. Violence against Iraqi officials, members of the security forces, and their families continues, as well as attacks on ordinary Iraqis and coalition troops. U.S. officials say they hope the expected formation of Iraq's first democratically elected four-year government will help turn the tide of the fight against insurgents, will convince militia leaders to disband their forces, and will stimulate much-needed economic growth. But officials acknowledge all that will be difficult. On Wednesday, the top U.S. general in Iraq said he wants to see more progress towards stability before he will be willing to recommend substantial U.S. troop withdrawals. But General George Casey said the selection of the prime minister and other top officials is an important first step, and he still expects to be able to make such a recommendation to President Bush soon. Al Pessin, VOA News, Baghdad.